In Beijing, the Chinese government has called for a renewed effort to reach a long-term solution to the Iranian nuclear issue.
The Iranian nuclear issue is very complex and sensitive. It concerns the major interests and mutual trust of various parties. We hope that all sides will step up diplomatic efforts and show more flexibility and sincerity to cement the achievements of the first round of talks and keep up the momentum of negotiation.
With agreement in Vienna a real possibility, Chinese policymakers are busy thinking about what that might mean.
Western politicians say the economic damage inflicted by the sanctions they have imposed is now forcing Iran to the negotiating table. Many Chinese analysts, however, say the main impetus towards a deal could now be coming from America.
The US, Chinese experts say, needs better relations with Iran to wind down its commitments in Southwest Asia.
Iran is a big regional power with a lot of influence in Afghanistan, Iraq and Syria, among other countries. The US wants a satisfactory resolution in these countries, and it cannot get one without Iranian help.
The idea is that America is looking to shift resources eastwards to contain rising China. But with its economy diminished by wars and financial collapse, and given continued involvement in the Middle East, it could be hard-pressed.
John Kerry traveled to Middle East 9 times, and to our area just 4 times, right? So, although the U.S. really folks try to pay more attention to Asian Pacific to put some check on China, but the reality is there is not enough money to support this policy.
When asked, Chinese analysts put the chance of success in Vienna at 50%. Stephen Ribe, Press TV, Beijing.